nasz kraj był winnym znów. Prolewali swoją krew. Kozaki, kozaki, zaspívajmoś bratia na wsi polosi. My je winni za poroki, kozaki.
Налывай косахой дачный Дорошенко, и Хмельницкий, и Мазепа, и Шевченко, и Трацилой Хонта, и Залізняк, и Симон Петлюра, отаман козак. Трацило, Хонта, и Залізняк, и Симон Петлюра, отаман козак. Всі вони за полю. Процитала знов, а в ній процитали правда і любов, щоб Україна процвітала знов, а в ній процитали правда і любов.
Козаки, козаки, заспіваймо ж братів на всі голоси, ми є вільні запорозькі козаки.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was Shum from their self-titled album. And that was a medley of two patriotic Ukrainian songs, Yak Surme Hrayut, Kozatske Slava. And those titles translate into As the Trumpets Sound and Cossack Glory. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinska Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. March is Shevchenko month. It is the month that Ukraine's bard was born and also in which he died. And so March is when we pay a lot of attention to Taras Shevchenko, and that's what we'll be doing on this program. We have a couple of little items, a historical trivia, perhaps you can call it that, as well as plenty of great music, much of it on a Shevchenko theme, his poem set to music. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and yes, great Ukrainian music. And we will be featuring Shevchenko, but right now we've got Horpina from Poland and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Marusia.
Marusia, raz, hai, dva, hai, tri kamina chornia. Oh,
стали на папері сумними рядами.
From Nashville, Tennessee, that was Sonia from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serzia, From the Heart, and the words of Shevchenko set to music, and that was Dume Moi, My Thoughts. Up next, more Shevchenko made contemporary. This is from a recording by Dumka from Edmonton made back in the 1980s. It is from a vinyl recording called Soundscapes. And this is a song that has been referred to as Rollover Shevchenko. It is Sonce Zachodit, Sunset.
Заходить гори чорніють, пташечка дивне поленіє. Радіють люди, що почтуть, а я дивлюся і серце мило. Темний, темний садочок на Україні. Темний садочок на Україну. Лину я лину, лугатаю, ім де серце отпочиває. Чорніє поле, і гай гори, на синє небо. zore, zore, i slzy galu. O, oj, zore, zore, i slzy galu. Kiedy zišla ciemna w krainie, czy oczy kari tebe szukają? Na nebi synim, czy zabuwają? Kory zabuły, potem zasnuły. Bro, moju dolenku, żeby nie czuły. Oj, bro, moju dolenku, żeby nie czuły. Żeby nie czuły, oj, bro, moju dolenku, żeby nie czuły.
La 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 la.
Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з британською Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Paulette McCrory, по-українське Павліна.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for «Наш голос». One day short of a year of this week's cultural capsule, I've included my segment with the following words of today's persona. O bury me, then rise me up and break your heavy chains. Add water with the tyrant's blood, the freedom you have gained. That freedom was sought not only by Shevchenko for his people, but also by an Afro-American actor by the name of Ira Aldridge, who through self-imposed exile was acting in Britain. In April of 1846, Shevchenko was arrested and exiled as a private in the Tsar's army to Orenburg, and while the period of exile was never stated, it was expected to be for life. In her memoirs of Shevchenko, Ekaterina Yonge, the daughter of Fyodor Tolstoy, head of the Academy of Arts, wrote, "Maybe my father was a participant in the matter, inasmuch that he vehemently abhorred serfdom and really felt for the young poet and artist. He made many appeals on behalf of Shevchenko, and then one evening in the autumn of 1857, my father woke us all from a deep sleep. 'Get up, children, there is great happiness.' We went into the parlor, then he told us Shevchenko had been freed." When Shevchenko finally arrived in St. Petersburg in the spring of 1858, he went directly to the Tolstoys to thank them for securing his freedom. Through the Academy of Arts, he received a small two-bedroom flat with a bedroom and a studio. "And our home was his home," wrote Yonge, and continued, "though one of the greatest events of that time was the visit to our capital of the African tragic actor Ira Aldridge. He and Shevchenko became inseparable. They had so much in common. They both had clean, clean souls. They were incredible artists, and they both had memories of oppression from childhood. While they could not understand one another without a translator, They sang each other songs of their homelands and understood one another. Aldridge, who had a hard time pronouncing Slavic names, simply referred to Shevchenko as the artist. It was on December 25, 1858, when the 14-year-old Ekaterina and her 10-year-old sister escorted Aldridge to Shevchenko's studio for a portrait. Aldridge, by his nature, could not sit still for long, and he was fooling around with us, making faces and danced a jig with my sister. But it wasn't long before the portrait was finished. Then we all went to our place to drink tea, wrote Junge. Recently, a number of things have been written and presented on the friendship between Ira Aldridge and Taras Shevchenko, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured just a small fragment of that friendship as told by an eyewitness.
Таючи пляче.
And more of Shevchenko's words put to music. That was sung beautifully for you by Chetim Shena from Montreal. They were joined by Mark Bednarchuk. And that song was titled Letitalka Cherezbalku, A Jackdaw Flies Over the Ravine. Up next is Fata Morgana with Shevchenko's words set to music. Bandureste Orla Sizi.
Бандуристе орле сизи, добре тобі, брате, маєш крила, маєш силу, є коли літати. Тепер летиш в Україну, тебе виглядають, полетів би я з тобою. Привітає. Музика.
крикнули Сіріуси в яру наставу. Стала слава на все село про тую вдову.
Стала слава на все село про тую вдову.
Не так слава, не так слава, як той поговір, що загаїзнив козак січі до вдови у двір.
Що заїздив козак січі до вдови у двір.
Вечеряли у світлиці, мед вино пили, і у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли.
І у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли.
Не минула тая слава, не марно пройшла. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела.
Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела.
Вигодувала малого, в школу дала. А із школи його взявши, коня купила.
А із школи його взявши, коня купила. Сіделечко шовком шила, жупан дорогий, на коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги.
Взяла коня за поводи, село провела, та й привела до обозу, січо дала.
Та й привела до обозу, усі що дала.
And Sashko, the storyteller from Ukraine, with Shevchenko's words put to music. That poem was titled, as was the song, Oy krikhnuli siri huse, and that translates as silver geese were calling. And it's a song about not really silver geese calling. There's much more to it than that. There's widows and war and heroes thrown in, all for good measure. And that was par for the course Ukrainian life in the 19th century, just as it is now in the 21st. Again, Sashko with Shevchenko's poem, Oy krikhnuli siri huse, silver geese calling. I'm going to take you on a little trip down memory lane now, and this harkens back to the early days of Nash Holos, back to the 1990s.
If you've been tuning in regularly to Nash Holos, you'll know that we've dedicated the entire month of March to the works of Taras Shevchenko, the most celebrated and beloved bard in the Ukrainian culture. Many of you are well acquainted with Shevchenko's works, those who emigrated from Ukraine after the Second World War, and whose children attended Saturday school, Rydna Shkola. Well, last week, both Don and I talked about this, how as a child he had envied the kids who spent their Saturdays playing hockey or watching cartoons on TV, while he was stuck at Rydna Shkola memorizing Shevchenko's poetry. Well, I was one of those much envied kids. I didn't have to go to Rydna Shkola. I didn't even know it existed. All four of my grandparents were part of the first wave of Ukrainian immigration to Canada, but my parents and I were all born here into a society which actively discouraged the study and preservation of the Ukrainian culture. So, having no idea at all that someone else might be envying me, I spent my childhood Saturdays playing dodgeball or ice skating or watching cartoons. I honestly can't remember. And that's what it's all about. I can't remember. And now the tables have turned, and I'm the one to envy Bohdan and anyone else who went to Rydna Shkola. You, Bohdan, and your fellow classmates, graduates of Rydna Shkola, have memories of your childhood Saturdays to share with your children. It might be just to justify why they have to go to Rydna Shkola, but you have those memories to share. You are well-versed, so to speak, in the Ukrainian culture. You grew up with it, living it, whereas I learned about Ukrainian culture from university textbooks, any second-hand stories I could wheedle out of my parents. Your beautiful command of the Ukrainian language, which I am still struggling with, and probably always will, is a part of you as natural as breathing. I envy you that. Still, I have much to be grateful for. In particular, I'm grateful to be working closely with two graduates of Rydna Shkola. For the past 6 years, Bohdan and Yevhen, my co-hosts here on Nash Holos, have shared with me their knowledge and their memories, in great abundance, I might add. And I'm especially grateful that they've helped me to capture and reclaim my Ukrainian birthright. And tonight, I'm especially grateful to have the opportunity to turn back the clock. For the next few moments, I'll pretend that I'm, about 10 years old and a student at the Rydna Shkola, reciting the poetry of Taras Shevchenko to an audience bursting with pride that another generation is carrying forth the words of their beloved bard. Tonight, I will recite for you Zapovit. Як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі серед степу широкого, на вкраїні милі, що блане широкополі, і Дніпро, і кручий було видно, було чути, як реве ревучий. Як понесе з України усеннє море кров ворожу, отоді я і лане, і горе все покину і полину до самого Бога молитися. А до того я не знаю Бога. Поховайте та вставайте, кайдане порвіте, і вражою злою кров'ю волю окропіте. І мене в сім'ї великій, в сім'ї вольній, новій, не забудьте пом'янути незлим тихим словом. When I die, let me be buried in my beloved Ukraine, my tomb upon a grave mound high, amid the widespread plain. That the fields, the steppe unbounded, the Dnieper's plunging shore, my eye could see, my ear could hear, the mighty river roar. When from Ukraine the Dnieper bears into the deep blue sea the blood of foes, then will I leave these hills and fertile fields, I'll leave them all behind, and fly to the abode of God to sing his praise. But till that day, I know nothing of God. O bury me, then rise ye up and break your heavy chains, and water with the tyrant's blood the freedom you have gained. And in the great new family, the family of the free, with softly spoken, kindly word, remember also me.
Today, a few words about one of Rushnichok's shortest songs, but the sparse, powerful words are part of the greatest legacy Ukrainians have today, for those words were written by poet-artist Taras Shevchenko, a man who rose above the economic, political, and personal wreckage of his time to influence the consciousness of an entire nation. A genius who popularized and gave a unique standing to the Ukrainian language, because to read his wildly popular poems, you had to read them in Ukrainian. Shevchenko was born into serfdom. By age 11, he was orphaned. His art eventually would buy him his freedom, but brave words would put him back into chains repeatedly. Today in Ukraine and across the world, the Ukrainian language is again under some threat, this time from erosion. 40 years ago in Montreal, my friend and bandmate Eugeno Sidach put a simple, memorable melody to Shevchenko's towering words. Учитися, брати мої. They state, learn well, think, read, learn what is foreign to you, but don't forsake your own. For those who forget what their mother taught them will answer to God. I believe that Eugen's melody could become an easy-to-remember anthem when we come to celebrate the bicentennial of Taras Shevchenko's birth, sing it at schools and camps and concerts, but most of all, remember the orphan who took on giants and who saved a language. Here we are with Rushnichok, Volume 1, Ukrainian Poet Number 1. The song is called Учитися, брати мої. Learn well, everyone.
Учитися, брати мої. Думайте, читайте. І чужого навчайте. Свого не цурайте. І чужого навчайте. Свого не цурайте. Бог то матір забуває, того
Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британською Колумбією в Канаді. При мікрофоні Павіна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павіна.
Вчитися, брати мої, думайте, читайте, і чужому навчайтесь, свого не цурайтесь, хто матір забуває, того Бог карає, чужі люди цураються. Хату не пускаю. Знаєте, як чужі, і немає злому на всій землі безконечній веселого дому. Отаки ви прочитайте, щоб не самим снились, всі неправди, щоб розкрили. Високі ноги, перед вашими очима, щоб ви розпитали мучеників, кого хвалили, за що розпинали. От і ведеш, брати мої, меншого брата, нехай на ти усміхнеться, заплакана мати.
Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their first CD, self-titled, and that was Slava Kobzaria. Up next is a singer-songwriter, very popular, been around a long time in Ukraine. His name is Viktor Morozov. And here he is with a song that became very popular during the Orange Revolution. Viktor Morozov with a song and a title that no doubt Taras Shevchenko would have certainly approved. Oh, My Dear Ukraine.
Цей твій сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна. Твій портрет завбільшки з долоню розтане між хмар. Між дивних людей. Наче весело між весняних дощів, погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на щодень тиждень. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не давай і не випоминай. And our proverb of the week translates as give nothing and demand nothing. Sort of a Ukrainian twist on the old saying, neither a lender nor a borrower be. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we have the By Request Band from Steinbach, Manitoba, with not a Shevchenko song, but I'm sure he would approve. It's the For Glenn Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.